Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Authorities on Tuesday released death certificates of the Rutland man killed by police in a shootout last week and a second man killed in a related homicide. VPR's Mark Davis reports.
33-year-old Christopher G. Loris was killed by a gunshot wound to the head fired by police, the medical examiner ruled. He also suffered gunshots to his torso and extremities. He is the son of former Rutland mayor Chris Loris. His cousin, 34-year-old Nicholas Loris, died of gunshot wounds to the head and neck, authorities said. Nicholas Loris was found dead on a road in Salisbury hours after police killed his cousin. Vermont State Police have said the deaths of the cousins are related and that there is no suspect at large in the death of Nicholas Loris, but they have declined to provide more information. For VPR News, I'm Mark Davis.
Senator Patrick Leahy says a decision by President Trump to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria could lead to a resurgence of Islamic State or ISIS. After U.S. troops left the region that's controlled by the Kurds, Turkey sent soldiers to displace the remaining Kurdish forces. The Kurds had helped the United States defeat ISIS in that region. There are now reports that hundreds of ISIS prisoners have escaped from prison and are regrouping. Leahy says it's an issue of great concern.
It's been lying there waiting for resurgence. They are going to use this. Not only should that area in the Middle East worry about it, but certainly our European allies should worry about it, and eventually we in the United States should worry about it.
Leahy is calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to have the Senate vote on a resolution strongly condemning Trump's actions. A challenge to Vermont's ban on high-capacity gun magazines is now before Vermont's highest court. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan filed a brief to the state Supreme Court in support of the 2018 law on Monday. Donovan's office notes two national gun control advocacy organizations, as well as 17 states and the District of Columbia, also filed briefs supporting the ban. The law bans gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. It was passed last year along with several other gun control measures shortly after police arrested a teenager who was planning on shooting a school in Fairhaven, shooting up a school there. The measures were signed into law by Governor Phil Scott. Eye on the sky for today, mostly sunny early on, becoming cloudy throughout the day, though. Rain develops over northern New York in the late afternoon hours, then moves east into the evening. Highs today upper 50s to mid-60s from north to south.